Sacramento Police. Unit 99, are you in the clear?
Unit 99 to KMA 907. Unit 99, Sergeant Meredith, 909, in service, on the air. This is Sergeant Dan Meredith of Unit 99 at Headquarters, Police Department, City of Sacramento, California. My detail is to ride in Unit 99, our tape recorder-equipped radio car, and to respond whenever the dispatcher transmits a signal to one of our other units on duty somewhere in the city. At the scene, we make the recordings which we provide for this program. Now, to tell you more about Unit 99, here is our chief, James V. Hicks, Sacramento Police.
Unit 99 is a regulation radio patrol unit of the Sacramento Police Department, cruising the streets with a tape recorder. Sergeant Meredith is on duty and works for your protection, as every police officer does. He can and does make arrests. His orders are to respond to the radio call. You go with him, and what you hear is real. Police, criminals, victims, and witnesses are all real. And whether an arrest is made or the subject released, what happens is real. Make no mistake about that. Now to Unit 99 and Sergeant Dan Meredith on duty.
Unit 99.
99, go ahead.
924, second floor, 99.
924, roger. Sounds like an interrogation. Let's go and see what it is.
Hi, Byron.
Oh, hi, Danny.
What do you got?
Oh, we've got a burglar back here. You might come in. It should be interesting.
Okay.
Officers Link and Yates were spotting on a stolen car that had apparently been abandoned or temporarily abandoned down near this Grace's place. And this fellow walked up to the window and cut the glass and broke it and climbed on in and burglarized the place, and they just happened to be right there. Well, the officers heard the glass break and saw the man enter the building, so they got out of the squad car and waited by the window. And before he came out, he stuck his head out to see if it was all clear, and the officers were there. And they arrested him at that time. Well, now, this burglary down at Grace's, what did you intend to get out of there?
Well, I just intended to get some money to live on. I hit town. I was broke, and I seen the place, so I just busted into it and took whatever I could find in it.
Where do you usually find the money in these burglaries?
Oh, all over. Sometimes in the refrigerator, sometimes underneath the bar, sometimes in a drawer or desk or someplace, sometimes in the machines.
Machines. You break into the machines, too.
That's right.
You had quite an assortment of tools on you when you were arrested.
Well, what were they?
Well, we had a ball peen hammer wrapped in a piece of cloth and a screwdriver, a pair of cloth gloves, and a glass cutter. Do you always carry these tools with you?
Most of the time, yes.
What do you carry the canvas gloves for?
That's to keep from busting my hands up on the glass.
I see. Have you cut yourself before?
Yes, sure.
Well, I gather then that you've pulled other burglaries.
Oh, occasionally.
I see. Have you pulled any other burglaries here in Sacramento?
No, not here in Sacramento, no.
None at all?
None at all.
Oh, now, wait a minute. Look, you've got a glass cutter and a hammer, and we've got at least four other burglaries right here in front of us. Here's the reports right here, where the window was cut in exactly the same manner. They cut a rectangular shape and a crisscross through the center and then knocked it out.
Yeah, I guess it was me.
Well, you did go into some of these other places. Can you tell us how many you entered here?
Approximately six or seven.
I see. Where'd you come from?
I came from the east.
Where in the east?
New Jersey.
Why'd you leave New Jersey? Were you hot back there?
Yeah, I was hot back there. I took it on a lamb.
How many places did you break in New Jersey?
Two or three.
Uh-huh. And after you got out here, you stayed in Sacramento. Why'd you pick our town?
That's where I went broke.
You ran out of money here, so you decided to make a little bit of it back. Is that it? Well, when the officers arrested him, Danny hadn't had much chance to get anything.
Well, how did you know that there was anything there that you might want?
Well, I was only looking for small amounts of money anyway. I mean, I never expected to get no big loot. Just enough to get by from week to week.
Well, you want to tell us about these other burglaries here? How about that night? Did you pull any other burglaries that same night before you were arrested?
No, I tried to, but I didn't.
What do you mean you tried to?
Well, I tried to get into a place, but I got scared away and I ran.
What did you do over there?
I just cut the windows just before going in, but a car come up and stopped, so I just went around the corner and took off. That's how I headed in that direction where they caught me.
Okay, now you want to get back to all these other places that you've got into? You want to tell them about them?
But I don't know how to get around to them. I don't know exactly where they're at.
Do you know the names of the places?
I know the names of some of them, I think.
You want to tell us?
You tell us the one that you think you know the names of, and we'll...
The Monte Carlo.
Monte Carlo?
Yeah, Monte Carlo.
What is that? Is that a bar?
That's a bar, yeah.
What did you get out of there?
About $25, $30, I guess.
In cash?
Yeah.
Did you take anything else? Did you take any liquor, cigars, or jewelry?
A radio, a small radio.
You took a radio. Where's the radio now?
The radio's up in my room.
I see. That's all you took out of the Monte Carlo was the money and the radio. Nothing else. No liquor.
Only what I found in the machines.
Just what you found in the machine. How about one of the other places? Do you remember the names of any others?
There's the Ice Street Cafe.
Just what did you get out of there?
I got about $25 out of there, too.
I see. Well,
a cafe, a regular restaurant-like.
All right, we've got two reports on the Ice Street Cafe here about a week apart. Did you do both of those?
No, just the one.
The entry was the same through the same window.
The window was broke already when I got there.
Oh, the window was already broken when you entered it.
Yeah, not one yet.
I see. Well, did you have to take out any more glass or anything?
I just ripped out another piece.
Did they have the window boarded up?
No, I just had a piece of cardboard setting up against it.
I see. Then you just went in there and you broke open the machines in there. What? And you just took cash out of there, too?
Yeah, that's all.
No cigarettes?
No cigarettes, nothing.
How much did you get out of there?
About $20,
$25. All right, now,
what night was that?
That was, I think, on a Sunday night.
And any other places?
The B&R was one of them.
I see. That's a little restaurant down on 10th Street. How'd you get into there?
I just broke in the front window on that one, too.
I see. And what did you take out of that place?
Just some coins out of the coin machines. That's all that was in there.
How about the cigarettes that was taken from there?
Yeah, a couple of packs of cigarettes I got out of there.
Would you take those out of the machine after you broke it open? How'd you open the machines once you were inside?
With a screwdriver.
And that's the screwdriver you had on you when you were arrested, the same one?
That's right. Mm-hmm. Just pry the top of it and the whole front comes off.
What night was that you got into the B&R?
I'm not sure. I think it was either Thursday or Friday, though. I'm not sure the dates. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Thursday. Okay. Now that gives us the Monte Carlo, the B&R, the High Street Cafe. How about, was there one over on L Street?
Yeah, there was one down in the basement.
Down in the basement. Do you know the name of that?
No, I don't know the name of it.
Uh-huh. What is the name of that? Do you know, Byron B. Mario's Cellar Cafe at 18th and L?
Yeah, that's a popular place.
Tell us how you got in there.
I went in there through a side window the same way. I just cut the window in and chopped it open.
You chopped the window open, then what, you had to crawl across the booth?
That's right, one of the dining booths where they eat.
I see. What'd you get out of there?
About $40.
Was that mostly out of the machines, or was there any money out of the register?
Out of the machines. There was nothing in the register, I guess.
Did you ever make a lot of noise when you break these windows? Weren't you afraid somebody'd hear the glass break?
Sure, always made noise.
What'd you do? Did you go right in, or did you wait for a while to see if anybody came?
I used to wait across the street and see if any lights went on. If no lights went on around the neighborhood, then I went right in.
Uh-huh. How long did it take you to get in and out of a place, generally?
About 5 minutes.
You mean you could go through all these machines in 5 minutes?
That's
you know pretty much how they're locked and everything?
Yeah, I know the mechanisms on them.
How about anything else in California? You pull any other jobs other than in Sacramento?
We are down in Los Angeles. Pulled a couple of them.
Are you wanted in Los Angeles now?
That's right, yeah.
What did you do down there?
I broke into some places the same as here.
Yeah. Were they cafes?
No. One was a roofing company. Another company was a used car lot.
What did you get out of this used car lot?
A checkbook and out of the used car lot and a check machine out of the roofing company.
Did you write any checks?
Yes, sure. Wrote six or seven of them.
How much?
Cashed them $75.
You cashed six or seven checks down there for $75 apiece. Make them look like payroll checks?
That's right, yeah.
Anybody with you on that one?
Yeah, a friend of mine.
You wouldn't want to give us his name, I suppose.
No, I wouldn't care to.
Where are you from originally?
Originally from New Jersey.
Oh, that's right. You told us you were hot out of there. Did you ever do any time?
Yeah, I did time in Jersey.
What for?
Same thing.
How long did you do?
Did 7 to 8.5 years.
7 to 8.5 years? You spent that much time in?
I spent over 6 years.
6 years. Are you on parole now, or are you completely discharged?
No, I'm completely discharged. I don't know nothing.
How much time have you done in other places?
I did time, did a year and a day in Leavenworth.
What for?
I was for breaking into a post office.
A federal offense.
Yeah.
I see. How about any other jobs now that you want to... might as well clean them all up while we're here now instead of having to come after you later.
That's right. Well, I'll sit outside of the ones they want me for in Jersey when I took it on the
hop. What do you want it for in Jersey?
Same thing.
How many places?
Well, two or three of them.
I can do.
Two or three of them. Did the same thing I did in L.A.
Did you have any help back there?
Yeah, my kid brother was with me back there.
Your kid brother?
Your brother?
Yeah. Has he been arrested already?
I imagine so. He never left town. So he's a lush, you know, so...
He's a lush?
Yeah, so
have you ever been arrested before?
Yeah, sure.
How old is your kid brother?
About 32, I think 31, somewhere around there. I don't know his exact age.
You figure he's already been caught, though.
That's right. Yeah,
that's why you're telling us that your brother was with you.
Yeah, well, they know his name was on the check.
Well, now, in Los Angeles, you had a friend with you. And back in Jersey, you had a friend with you, or namely your brother. Now, out here, you didn't have anybody with you at all?
No. No, I just wandered around, that's all.
You came into town alone, and you've been alone ever since you got here?
Ever since I left Jersey.
All right, well, you know, we're going to go down and shake down your room. Is there anything in there beside that radio that we might be interested in?
No, not a thing.
Just a radio. Tell us about it now, I mean, because we're going to find the stuff anyway.
I said, there's nothing in there. Nothing at all.
Okay.
Well, how's this man charged, Zeinenbar?
Well, he's charged here with the burglary of the one that he was arrested, and he will be charged with these others, of course. He's also booked in route to Los Angeles on 3 counts of forgery and 2 counts of burglary, and I guess we're going to have to notify the New Jersey authorities of these burglaries that he's told us about back there.
I think you will agree that there was nothing big time about this burglar. He wasn't looking for big loot, just enough to get by. His crimes netted him $25 to $40 in each place. He probably would have made more at honest labor. However, he seemed to take a twisted pride in his professional skill. He drew a prison sentence for burglary.
Unit 257-270. On 16th Street, the man at the end of the bar has a gun in a folded newspaper. He is wearing a brown coat and maroon shirt. No further description. Code 2. Check 257-270.
There's one for us. We'll head out that way.
What's the matter?
He's got him. He's hit.
I didn't pull his gun.
You want witnesses?
Hey, come here.
This can all be settled.
Do you
remember
how he did it?
It ain't with me.
Tell the name of your fellow here.
You said you had a permit to carry it. If you had a permit to carry it, show the officers. If you're all right, fine and dandy. But you got no business to pull the thing in a bar.
I didn't pull it in a bar. The other man pulled it.
You want witnesses?
No.
Hold your horses.
Wait just a minute.
Hold your horses. Don't tell me to hold my horses. I'll let you right in the
corner. Where's the gun?
Ain't that nice?
Where's the gun? Answer the questions.
No, I haven't got any gun. No. My gun is at home.
What's it about the gun?
I don't know,
officer. See if it's in that coat, Steve.
What'd you do with the gun?
My gun is at home.
What did you run down the alley for then?
I didn't run down the alley. A man came in here. I was sitting with a girl.
Can we go in and talk to the proprietor?
We'll stay here for a minute. Go ahead with your story.
It looks like I'm surrounded. I can't win.
That's right.
You got me beat.
Tell us your story.
I was sitting there talking to a girl. A guy came in and he starts giving me a hard time. He says, I got a snub-nosed 38 revolver, and he shows it to me.
Yeah.
Well, I showed her my license. I said, I got a license to carry a gun, too. There's nothing unusual about that. Well,
where's your gun?
At home. I haven't
what
got
it. You had it inside the place, huh?
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. I talked to two different people now.
Where'd you run down the alley for?
Where's the gun?
I wasn't threatening anybody with a gun.
Where's the gun? We're not interested.
My gun's at home.
Oh, well, what was the gun was that you had when you ran down the alley?
My gun's at home.
What'd you run down the alley for?
Where do you live? Right around the alley here?
No, I live three blocks down the street.
How far down the alley did you go?
There's a license. There's a number on the
license. Let's see your other ID, too, besides that.
Where's the gun now? What's doing?
What does that permit say, Steve?
I just got back from...
This is for a .38 caliber Smith & Wesson revolver.
Permitted to carry it when?
That's the permit for self-protection. Let's see now. This was issued not in Sacramento County, I'm sure. Calusa County.
Can I tell you something? Sitting right here and right in this sidewalk. Nobody heard me. He told me, he said, you ain't heard last of this. He says, I'll get even with you.
I didn't say it.
Yes, you did.
What have you been
drinking?
No, I ain't drinking.
He said this is the one.
The man had a
snub nose. Who had the
snub nose? I don't know who it was, but the guy says he's going to get me because I'm sitting there talking to his wife. I didn't know it was his wife.
Well, who had the gun?
I don't know that guy. I never saw him before in my life.
What did you run down the alley for then?
I didn't run down the alley.
You had a gun inside the bar there.
Look, there's a serial number.
I'm not worried. I don't care about that.
Forget about that.
About the gun now.
I'll answer the question, sir.
Yes, sir.
Where is your gun?
At my house in a bureau drawer.
Where do you live? You live close by here?
Three blocks down the street.
Well, did you go, when you left the bar, did you go home then?
No.
Well, you must have, because two different people saw the gun inside the bar then.
Did you go down this alley at all? Can't you answer that?
I went down the alley.
All right, that's what we've been trying to tell you.
Yes, sir, I did, Sergeant, I did.
Well, why don't you answer the questions then? Now, let's go down there and get that gun.
The gun, my gun is
the gun that you took down the alley here. Here's your permit. Now, let's go get it.
I don't know of any gun down the alley, Sergeant. Honest, I don't.
Let's talk with somebody else over here.
This little thin one's going to lie for me. I think she's
going
to talk. Good ID?
Did you see a gun in there?
Yes, I did.
Who had it?
The fellow in the maroon shirt.
The fellow that the officers are talking with over there, the detectives?
Right.
Did he brandish that gun in any manner?
He did. Well, I think he had it in the pocket over here, and he pulled it out. He flipped it up.
Flipped it up. In front of anyone?
Well, we were all sitting there. We were all in front of him. All he had to do was pull a trigger.
But he didn't point it at anybody or threaten anybody.
No, he did not point it at anyone.
He did not.
I thought you told me that he threatened you.
No, he didn't. No, I didn't say that, officer.
You said afterward that he said I...
He threatened me. No, he threatened me out here after he got rid of the gun.
Did you see him come out of the door here?
Yes, I did. I followed him out.
Did you follow him out?
No, I came out first to make the call to the sergeant. I think the sergeant gave him the telephone. And when I was up in the telephone booth, he came up there and he kicked the booth. Well, I had my foot against the two deals where she caves in, where the telephone booth caves in. He says, well, let's forget this. By that time, I was talking to the sergeant. He says, well, don't disturb the man. He says, leave him alone. I says, well, the man's kicking to the door right now. That's what I told the officer, to whoever it is on the phone now, you can ask him that. I says, it's too late. I says, the man's already kicking on the telephone booth or kicking at the door. And with that, right, he heard me, and he ran down the alley. He went up the alley all the way. He turned to the left, and it wasn't. I stood right here and waited for the officers. And the time he came on back, he had his coat over his hand, over his arm.
Mm-hmm.
He came up to me, and he said, I'm going to tell you something. He said, I know you. He said, one of these days, I'll get you. Only use a little bit of first-class language. Well, if he wants to get me, I got news for him. You better get me first, because I'm going to get him.
All right, now, did you see anybody else in here with a gun?
No, I did not, sir.
He was the only one.
I did not.
All right.
The only man in the place that had a gun.
Now, the way the whole thing started, I was sitting there very innocently. My ex-husband came in, and he got very belligerent. So he went out and got his permit and got the gun, which he had no business to do. He had no business to do. I mean, everything was calmed down. But this man, the one that you just talked to and his wife, he made an issue out of it, and he aggravated the whole thing.
Where's your ex-husband now?
I don't know. He came in and gave me my money for my baby support, gave me a birthday present for my son, and he left.
How did this other fellow get involved?
He was just an innocent bystander sitting there.
Did your husband have a gun?
No, he didn't. My husband has no right to have a gun.
Nobody else had any gun in there.
Well, let's talk with this other fellow again, see if we can locate the gun. How about helping us out on this gun situation until
yes,
we can find...
My gun is home in my bureau drawer. That's a fact.
Are you sure you didn't hide it down the alley?
No, sir. If you want it, you can have it.
Did you leave this bar with the gun and take it home?
Well, you want my gun and you want my license. That's what you want.
No,
a man
we want
to... threatens me with a gun and I have no right to go home and get it. Is that... I have no right to flash it, I admit.
Yeah.
It's home in my bureau drawer. I took it down and put it in there.
You took it back home after being... here with it, is that right?
This guy got so obnoxious about it.
Oh,
yes,
I
did.
All right. Well, Marty, he said that he did have the gun here, and after the incident had taken place, he had gone home and left it there again.
That's true. That's the way we looked from all angles, too.
Well, what are you going to do with this fella?
Well, we can take him down to the station.
No, my wife's going to have a baby. Don't book me, please. I got to have the money. I got a license for the gun. I shouldn't flash it.
All right, let's go get the gun then.
Where are you going, Marty?
We're
going
to go get the gun.
Okay, we'll follow you over.
Let us get it, will you please?
That's in the bottom drawer.
Holster and all. Is it loaded?
Loaded, yes.
It's fully loaded. Okay. What
are
you
going to
do?
What are you
going to
do to me now?
What's that? Turn your lights off.
What are you going to do to me? Please.
Turn your lights off.
Get the key.
There.
Get your key.
You got the key to the...
Will you talk to me for a minute, please? This isn't fair.
We'll talk down the station. Come on.
Tell us, what are you going to do?
I think we'll book him. I mean... the man has no business flashing a gun around, even though he's got a permit. I don't know if they... I understand the permit's from Colusa County.
Yeah.
So I think we're going to book him.
Oh, my God.
This incident could have had a tragic conclusion. A loaded gun in the hands of a man who has been drinking is an open invitation to trouble. Luckily, in this case, it was averted. The man was held overnight and released. A report was made to the county, which issued the gun permit with a recommendation that it be revoked.
This is Unit 99 in Sacramento, California. These on-the-scene tape recordings were provided by the Sacramento Police Department and were made on duty by Sergeant Dan Meredith in Unit 99. Your host is Chief James V. Hicks of the Sacramento Police Department. Unit 99 was directed by Tony Kester and came to you from Sacramento.
Unit 99 to KMA 907. Unit 99, 908 coming in. End of tour.
Check 99, KMA 907.
Unit 99 has come to you through the worldwide facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.